Hi, I'm Vic Vogel, and I want to cover an area with you that's really intrigued me for a long time. For as long as I've been a Christian, Christ using the thief in the night as an analogy for his return has intrigued me. All of the metaphors and analogy Christ uses, this one actually compares what he is going to do to how a thief operates, attacking without warning. Here's the verse, Matthew 24:43. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. This is a specific quote that focuses on the thief and how the homeowner would protect himself if he knew the thief was coming. Thinking in today's terms, if we knew the men who attacked the Twin Towers on 9/11 were actually going to hijack a plane and crash it into the Twin Towers in New York City, we would have done whatever it took to stop them. Even in Christ's time, Christ was aware of the violence in the world. He used this analogy to clearly make a point about being prepared. What Christ emphasizes is a culture of preparedness as a Christian by coming to faith through believing Jesus Christ as your Savior, attending church consistently to get an intake of Scripture, understanding how Scripture can help you be better prepared for Christ's coming through sharing, and interacting with others who are like-minded. The more prepared you are, the less you fear Christ's return. The less prepared you are, the more you fear what you could have versus what you will receive at the judgment. This analogy is used to emphasize putting your scriptural life in order because you don't know when Christ will return. Christ uses this analogy to make his point about being prepared. The analogy points out that the criminal has the advantage. You are disadvantaged. The criminal has all the elements of surprise, and you don't. The only way to prevent a criminal from attacking you is similar to what Christ mentions in this analogy. And that is to prepare yourself before it happens. Christ emphasizes, as others do in the Bible, that to reduce the fear of Christ's return, you must be ready yourself. You should have a mindset of preparedness to eliminate the fear of not being ready. I like to take Christ's statement as a perfect exhortation for you to protect yourself from a violent attack or a thief by creating a culture that establishes a bad guy free zone. What you need to do to reduce your fear of attack in many ways parallels what a Christian must do to reduce the fear of Christ's coming, and so you don't live life in fear, since fear is really a sin. 1. Have a philosophy that assumes a criminal is coming, as we assume Christ will return. 2. Create a threat assessment to determine where you stand in preventing violent crime. By attending church, reading Scripture daily, and entering into fervent prayer, you discover what you don't know, what you should know, and what the gap is that you need to close to be ready for Christ's coming. This is true about creating a bad guy free zone. You have to learn what is going on in the world when it comes to violent crime. You have to determine what it would take to be ready for the thief or attacker. You need to understand what you are lacking and then determine what you need to do to be ready for an attack or a thief. In this short analogy, Christ has laid out the perfect model for creating a bad guy free zone, as it is for a person to ready themselves for Christ's return, so it is for a person protecting themselves from violence. You have to accept the accountability and act. You need to develop a strategy and action plans that provide you the tools and skills to create a bad guy free zone. And live your life so you appear to the criminal as someone who is protected and aware. You should behave in a way that causes a criminal to see you as too much of a risk, and therefore he will seek others. This is similar to Satan trying to pierce God's armor and shield that surround you when you are walking in the light, but recognizing because of your knowledge and the fact that you are walking in the light and filled with the Holy Spirit, that you are too much trouble for Satan. And so he will seek weaker, less protected persons. By inference, Christ is saying if you come to believe in him, recognize and repent your sins, study scripture regularly, go to church and receive divinely inspired teaching from a pastor or a teacher, fellowship with like-minded people, and make every effort to walk in the light, that you can be more confident and relaxed about being ready when Christ comes. If you accept the culture of protection, become knowledgeable of the culture, and avoid areas that promote or offer criminal activity, for example, places like drugs, places that encourage excessive alcoholism, relationships that promote a bad guy environment or provide lustful pursuits, then that is similar to what Christ is asking you to do to ready yourself for his coming. When you identify threat, understand how criminals operate, stay abreast of what is happening in the world, live a life that embraces a protective culture, you can relax and be more assured you have less chance of being attacked. In other words, you succumb less to fear. If you live according to God's plan, you have gone a long ways down the path towards creating a bad guy free zone. Notice Christ says, if, a conditional term indicating with foreknowledge the homeowner would have prepared for the thief, but without foreknowledge he would not be prepared. That is why people who have been robbed or attacked are much more likely to be prepared than those who have not. In Matthew 24, Christ emphasizes the man in the house should have been prepared, and he would not have been caught off guard. A key point that people miss about violent crime and often express with the phrase, "It wouldn't happen to me." The more we know and study about Christ coming, the more we want to be ready for him. The more we take the time to understand what is happening in the world about violent crime and what to do to protect against it, the more we will be prepared for it, and consequently, the less likely it is to happen. In Matthew 24, Christ alludes to what we seem to be cursed with, and that is apathy. In this verse, Christ warns us that not diligently preparing for his return might leave us shortchanged at the judgment. It is clear from this verse, even in Christ's day, people did not feel the need to prepare for the thief in the night. This is still true today. People do not want to think about how the world has changed and the need to prepare for violence. It takes diligence and persistent dedication and commitment to prepare for the thief in the night. It takes these same qualities for a Christian to prepare for Christ's coming. In both cases, we find people who either don't prepare at all or are lulled into thinking there is some sort of quick fix to getting ready for Christ's return. The fact is, there are no quick fixes to readying for Christ's return, nor is there when it comes to preparing yourself to the point where a criminal sees you as too high a risk to attack. Now here is your homework. If you're a Christian, have you done all you can do to ready yourself for Christ's return? If you're like me, there's much more work to do. Secondly, have you reached a point where you feel you need to accept a culture of violent crime, understand it, and prepare so that it will not knock at your door, or more appropriately today, kick in your door? Addressing both of these questions can reduce fear in your life. Both can save your life. Vic Vogel is president of EIP Educational Services and Eagle Investigations and Protection. Vic specializes in protection education and private protection consulting. He holds a master's degree from the University of Oklahoma, and Vic lives and operates out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.